Season's greetings. This is my way of keeping touch, my answer to keeping it fun and interesting. So I think there is some benefit in imaginative talking, and that's what I'll be doing in maybe this or the next articulation, this audio that I am sending to you. So I think this is actually one of the ways on how to create new ideas and deal with existing thoughts as well, by playing around those thoughts and being open to different ways of thinking about it. And that can create a kind of new concept from interesting coincidences or funny jokes, which actually might make sense when putting two things together, you know, kind of deliberately or not. I think this kind of relaxed way allows for both the serious and non-serious to create the kind of yin-yang that is needed. Anyway, so I think we're kind of scientists and engineers pioneering this kind of concept of thinking. Thinking is like actually maybe going into a new era or new phase. And you can see ourselves as maybe scientists or engineers of this. It's not just the material things we're engineering, it's actually our mind for each individual to do. But the basics is thinking, of course. And this might also be called world building or thinking outside of the box, ping-ponging together, creative writing, imaginative chit-chat. But either one of these, you know, world building sounds a bit too serious, chit chat sounds a bit too light, but yeah, ping pong sounds quite good. Getting people to practice it, and then you know, you can call it any of those things, and enjoy calling it those things as well. So I'm just presenting that to you, a few concepts, a few thoughts, and then I can make that something in each audio to keep in mind that, you know, I'm creating, we are creating, we are living and therefore creating. So it should be quite fun, and I thought I would say this so you don't get too confused, and you can even replay it back to understand what I mean. It's basically writing and speaking, and you know, it can cross lines, but the basic kind of introduction that I'm making is so it's not too weird. But probably it's simple so far. We are pioneers of ourselves and of humanity, naturally. We are in it, so let's make the best of it. And there are going to be like mixed ideas and things, so that's going to be natural. And it should be actually quite weird. Weird, in again, language means many things. Weird means new sometimes. So something is weird or strange, like a new person or new culture, it's because it's new, and that's actually good. So when we have that feeling of weird or strange, I think people can take that as a good thing, actually. It's giving you a signal that there's something to be learned or something you don't know sometimes. We relearn everything, but it doesn't block our ability to learn things, because a lot of people feel weird or strange, and that stops them actually from feeling okay. So it's about feelings. I'm a bit conscious that I'm speaking a bit too fast, but I think we can balance that, and that's actually the basics of starting. That you can start from wherever you want, however fast or slow, and then you can balance that with someone and find a nice tempo, find a nice ping pong. And so finishing this intro part, I'm just saying, if you have any big feelings, just let me know. Some people judge a bit too early, but I have a feeling that's not the case. You know, you can sit with the feeling, but at some point come with the feeling, present it, we'll finish and take care of it and then move on, rather than having any second or third guesses, you know, thinking and thinking too much. Moving on, I invite your friends to listen to this as well. Sharing it on Mastodon only, I think that's the way to go. That's also a method of doing it. If there was a lot of other options of sharing, even email, then I would say yes, but I would say no for email and no to anything else. This is the way to do it, basically, Mastodon. And they can also talk and reply. You know, I get things offline. It's winter time, so I think now's the time to kind of push gently for this. It is sometimes going to be a push, but between friends, I think that's okay. That's, you know, also manageable, and practicing managing that, like, give me more, or what do you think, blah, blah, blah. And it is free to talk, so this is something that's very permanent. It's not just trying to create something that's just temporary for 5 seconds. It's kind of free to talk. It's, you know, very, very low cost. The Jitsi chats, so maybe next year we can do that. So that's another topic. But for now, I think offline, I'm enjoying that. I have old files that I'm, you know, looking at again. Things that never go away and should stay in my heart and will come up in the future again, because they are just so solid, so good, so useful. And so, you know, these things are sort of recycled, constantly renewed, you know, different heads, different formations come from that. And something from my younger years, I feel like I haven't really changed much, but it is good to go back in time sometimes. There is, like, I am thinking I'm living too much in the past, but really that's a reflection. That's only because there's nothing the system gives you now that you can do sort of productively. Otherwise, I would just keep creating and making new things, and I wouldn't have to look in the past so much, even though the future and the past for me is going to have the same elements. That sounds a bit confusing, but anyway, the future and past is going to have the same principles and same things going. And sometimes I remind myself of, you know, oh, that is actually really good, and still is really good. When I'm looking at old things, I still think, yeah, that's it. And now I'm doing it in audio form. I think again, yeah, this is it. I can transform into audio, and that can reach people in a different way. They just press play and that's it. I'm going to start thinking about saying less. This has been good so far. I'm conscious of the time. I think that's the main topics done. If you replay it, then you can hear the next topic or the main topics. But that's something for the future as a kind of winter topic. Season's greetings to you. A politically correct way of saying Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, whatever else, but season's greetings. It's also, you know, time things are slowing down, or we actually speed up in some other way, maybe like we have more time. I hope you do whatever you want to do, and whatever you want to do, just say it and reply in another voice back to me. It lets involve more people as well, I think, if you want to get them on Mastodon. Yeah, get them rolling. So, thanks again. I hope we can do the ping pong audio conversation. This is my ping, and I hope to hear the pong. Take care for now, and speak to you soon. Thanks.